Hello, David. How are you going?
I'm going good, but I'm concerned about you and the Jets because we read these stories about how Nathan Tinkler's being chased by the ATO, and we know that he's got major financial woes at the moment. That's what happens when you spend beyond your means. One of the toys that he has is the Newcastle Jets, and I use that term with the greatest of respect because I don't think he's that interested in playing with that toy anymore, and it's a question of finding someone else who wants to.
Yes, David, that's the question. But at the moment, I don't know his latest discussions with the FFA about the ownership, but on top of that, with his own personal situation, I'm not privy to his financial situation. So, you know, as far as what I can control at the moment is the day-to-day runnings of the club. And, you know, we're excited about the season. I know that yourself came out of training a couple of weeks ago and, you know, seeing the atmosphere amongst the coaching staff and the players, and everything's buoyant. And, you know, hopefully we get some results in the next couple of weeks and have our first home game against Melbourne. And, you know, the community, the football community and just the community in general gets behind the players and the staff and really get behind the club, and we have a big season.
Oh, without a doubt. Look, it's been the most successful start to an A-League season ever, and I think that speaks volumes for what's going on. But, you know, it still must be pretty hard for you as the father figure, I guess, at the Jets, because you're in charge of all the staff that you have there. And I'm not just talking about the players, we know about them, but all the coaching staff, the administration staff, etc., etc. When they hear stories about Tinkler in trouble and the club in turmoil, it must make them feel very uneasy too.
Yeah, it is a difficult situation, and we try to distance the players, the staff, you know, involved with the team away from that side of things. And, you know, like I said, it's difficult day to day, but, you know, the main focus at the moment is the team and the club and doing well. And, you know, we've been in regular contact with the FFA as well on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, we're all quite comfortable where things stand with the club and going forward. So, you know, the main focus, Dave, and what we talked about when he came out of training is the focus on the team and the team doing well this season, and we've got to give them every opportunity and, like I said, get the community and get the town really behind him, because I think what Phil has come and what he's creating here is something special, and, you know, we're excited about the season.
Yeah, so you should be. And I think what people need to know is that, as with the Knights, the NRL weren't going to let them go, and they are supporting them until they can find new owners, which they're looking for. They know it's going to take time. And I'm presuming that the FFA have the similar attitude with the Jets. They will look after you as a club until that day comes when a suitable owner can be found.
Definitely. And, you know, there has to be 10 teams in the competition with the TV deal. And, you know, Newcastle's got a very strong heritage background in football. And, you know, credit to the football community of Newcastle, get behind the club. You know, we haven't been in the top six for the last 4 years, and it's been disappointing. But, you know, our supporters still turn up and still support the team and the players and the club. And, you know, we need to be here. We need to be part of the competition. The FFA can see that and realise that. And, you know, no matter what, Newcastle will be involved in the future of the A-League.
Robbie, you went to England recently to try and find some interest from a prospective buyer. Were there any feelers put out?
Yes, and, you know, that sort of thing can take some time, and you and I spoke about it, you know, a while ago about the Melbourne City situation and Western Sydney. That took quite some time, but, you know, and that's a difficult situation at the moment. I think with our owner, he definitely wants out and out as quick as possible, and then these sort of things don't happen overnight and take some time. But the feelers are out there, and there is some genuine interest, but you know, I think it's now down to probably the FFA and Nathan himself, Nathan Tinkler himself, talking about, you know, the current situation and when this ownership comes to a head.
Well, we know the Jets are safe. That's what we really needed to hear. We know that there's a new coach. We know that there's a completely new playing roster. And we know that you're playing your first home game in a couple of weeks' time, which we can't wait for. I reckon if you guys can jag a win in your next two games, there's going to be a big, big crowd when you play the Melbourne Victory here.
Oh, it'll be fabulous. And, you know, it's two difficult games, David, we spoke about with Wellington and Perth. You know, two big games, two big trips away. But, you know, come back here against Melbourne Victory, where we've always seemed to, you know, do well and get big crowds, I think it will be, you know, and a new playing surface to boot as well. I think it will be tremendous for our supporters and, you know, Newcastle to, like you said, to try to get a result in these next two games and come back home and get a real strong support behind the club and the players and the team.
Robbie, are you going to have a chance to test out the surface before that first home game?
Yeah, we spoke to Hunter Venues during the week, and the team will have a training session there. You know, time's the essence, trying to get everything right before that first game, but you know, being reassured that we'll be able to get on there for a session beforehand, which will be fabulous.
All right, mate. Best of luck, and thanks for taking the time for a chat today.
Anytime, David. Thank you.